Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I'm so glad that you've joined us today as we've been walking through the book of Acts and taking a look at this church that is empowered by the Spirit of God. Peter and John have just been told to keep their mouths closed when it comes to speaking in the name of Jesus. Their response was classic, which we saw the other day. After Peter and John were released, they head back to their friends where they tell what it was like to be arrested and threatened, and surely they told their friends how they responded. In response, their friends begin praising God, and notice what they pray for in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak the word with all boldness." The boldness of Peter and John encouraged the church to pray for Peter and John's continued boldness. But I want you to see what happens in verse 31. It says, "They were all filled with the Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Everyone present seems to have gained a measure of Spirit-filled boldness. What can expect to happen when we recognize and respond to the power of God by trusting in the life and death and burial and resurrection of Christ? One thing we should expect to see is intense boldness in the face of pressure. Pastor, your Spirit-led boldness can be contagious. When church leaders are bold, church members are encouraged to be bold in the Spirit as well. The world will have nothing to say against your preaching moralism and therapeutic self-help, but those things are not the gospel, nor are they eternally powerful. So be bold in the pulpit and be bold in public when it comes to the gospel. Lead your church in boldness, and let's pray for our churches to follow. We desire to see this in our churches, but we must not forget that it takes a willingness, a submission on our part for Christ to be supreme and central in our lives, which means that I can't be supreme and central. So walk with Jesus day by day. And when you pray for Doug and Diane Lee and their work at the Bible College in the Philippines. Also remember the Songhai LifeWord broadcast in Africa.